Do you know the difference between pride and gratitude? Pride says, look what we did. But gratitude says, look what the Lord has done. One of the dangers that comes with seeing God work powerfully is the temptation to subtly shift the spotlight onto ourselves. And that's exactly why Paul says in Romans 3 that boasting is excluded. You know, in our church, we talk a lot about prayer and missions. And so we have things like 40 hours of prayer for missionaries, and we talk about the incredible ways that God has blessed our church family. And honestly, it would be easy to start puffing out our chest and saying, look how impressive we are. But gospel people talk differently. Gospel people say, look what the Lord has done through us. That's the posture of justification by faith. That's what it's creating in us. You see, when you know that your salvation was entirely just a gift of grace from God, you stop treating blessings like trophies that you've earned. You begin seeing everything as mercy, every opportunity, every provision, every open door, every transformed life. The Christian life is not about building monuments to ourselves. It's about becoming mirrors that reflect the goodness of God. And honestly, that changes the atmosphere of a church. Humble churches become generous churches. Grateful churches become joyful churches. Christ-centered churches become fruitful churches. Because when Jesus gets the glory, the church gets the joy. So where have you subtly been taking credit for what only God could accomplish? Redirect that praise back to Him today. Pray this with me. Lord, keep my heart humble and my eyes fixed on Your glory alone. Here are two people that you can pray for today as well. Milan Bulak, our national change maker in the Czech Republic, and also the Pangua Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.